Today's daf, Tzadi Aleph. We're going to start on Tzadi Amud Beis by the two dots towards the bottom. Learn today's daf for Zchus Fufu Shlemer for Chaim Ben Rachel. So Tanu Rabbanan.
We're
going
to have another Fufu Shlemer that I got yesterday from somebody. Rav Yaakov Yosef
Chaim Hakohen Ben Feiga. Right. Tanu Rabbanan. Short time. So Gemara seems to be a little out of place, going back to Shore. But a short time, plays Chatzin Nezek, Gabi Gufo, short time, he's a little busy, Shehemis, first goring, he kills somebody, Vihizik, and then I guess the next goring, he does damage. Done and also Dina Nefashos, so first you do the Dina Nefashos, adjudicate the Dina Nefashos case, and you kill him. They ain't done and also Dina Mamonos, but then you cannot do the Dina Mamonos. Rashi explains why. The tam ainam shalom ainli guf for rehu niskal. A short time only pays from its body. It doesn't pay from the owner. It's not a lien on the owner. It only pays from its body, and you have killed him, and now there's nothing left to collect out of his body. They ain't done enos dini mamonos. But muad, if he's a sure muad, so then that you pay me, that becomes a lien, a personal lien on the owner. So therefore, muad shehimis, if it first kills, like I gave Sinekicha number 4, it never got put to death beforehand, and then hizik, and then does damage. So done and also dina mamonos. So first you do the dina mamonos, so the owner can pay for it. And then the chosim done also dina nefashos. And then you go ahead and you do the dina nefashos, and you do the skvila. So the Gemara says, why do you have to do mamonos first? Because kad muvid adun lo dina nefashos, if you go ahead and dina dina nefashos, ain't chosim adun also dina mamonos. You can't go back and do the dina mamonos. Gemara says, why? Chi kad muvid adun lo dina nefashos, my have, lahadi lahadani dina mamonos. Just go back and do the mamonos afterwards. We don't care that the shore is not here. Only by the shore time do we need value in the shore. The shore more, we don't need value in the shore. We're just going to go after the owner. So Amarava, Rava says, what's the case? Amarava, the Rabbana, the Beirav, the Yastivi Ka'amri, they sat and they said, hi, Mani, who is this Brysa like? This Brysa is like Rabbi Shimon HaTimnihi. Like we saw yesterday, that's probably why this is here. Rabbi Shimon HaTimnihi, the Amar, Ma Egrof Miyuchad Shemasr Le'eda Vile'edim. So too, I guess everything has to be Masr, Ma Egrof Miyuchad Shemasr Le'eda Alma by Inan Umduna de Beidina. Kaven, the Gamardina la Katala, Lomashan Lelu Umduna de Beidina. So, what happens is you need to, the court has to evaluate even though the murder weapon or the damage weapon. So, the item has to be here. It has to be right here. But if you did the Dine Nefashos first, right? So, if you did the Nefashos first, you can't Lomashinan Lelu Umduna de Beidina, Veloma Anil Adina. You can't delay. You can't delay carrying out the fashos, just like a person, you can't delay carrying it out. So too by the shore, once you have put to death, there's no appeals on sitting on death row for 20 years. If we want you to be convicted, you're convicted, and you're done. So Rashi says, "Alma be'inu under the Beis Din." He says, "Oh, that's the question." So here the case would be that you can't, if you did the dina fashos, you can't then wait the dina mamonos to evaluate whether or not the damage could have been created by this weapon. You have to kill them right away. So if you did the nefashos first, there'd be no mamonos. If we had to do the mamonos first, right? Okay. But amina luhu ana. But remember, this was Rava who said this thing. It's Amar Rava. Rava said this to the Rabbanan Beirav. That was their answer. Rava then retorts and says, you know what? You're saying it only points to Rav Shimon HaTimni. I'm going to answer even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says it's not the court who looks and sees the murder weapon and whether or not it could have accomplished a crime. It's the Edim who do that. The court does just listens to the Edim. She says, Vamin Luhu, I feel tame Rabbi Akiva. They don't need this Omid the Mazik in Beis Din. So if that's the case, why, if you do Dini Nefashos by the Shor Muad, can you not go back and do the Dini Mamonos? Because he says you can answer, Hacha Maiskina can go to Barach. What ran away? Rashi says, the Bailim. The owner ran away. Rashi says, "Ain chayvin lo adam shel b'fanav," and you have to meet your accuser. I guess they also have some sort of bill of rights. You have to be able to meet. You only can adjudicate against somebody if they are present. So he says he's not present. So therefore, you can't adjudicate the dina mamonos with him. So the Gemara says, "Ibarach, if the owner ran away, ki lo danu adina nefashos hechi dayina lei." E shebarach kilo danu dini nefashos. Right, that heche danin alei dini mamonos below bailim. So, if it ran away, and therefore you can't do the dini nefashos case, I guess. And how can you do the dini mamonos either? Right? How can you? If he ran away, he's not there. So the Gemara says the kavul sahade.
Talking about the owner.
Correct. The Kabbal Sahadeh, it must be the case where they accepted the witnesses already. The only thing they didn't, they didn't bang the gavel yet to say that the verdict is. And then he ran away. Basically, he saw the witnesses, he knew he was doomed, and he ran away. So the Gemara says, okay, if he ran away, and they have right, so they were Makabal Beis Din, the Beis Din was Makabal the Edus, in front of the Baal Shor, that he does, that his owner killed and did damage, and then he ran away. So Beis Din can paskin the Din, and be Mechayev him Mamon. But, so therefore, if they were Mechayev him, the Din and the Fashos first, they can't be Mechayev the Din of Mamonos, because there's no place to pay from. In other words, they charged it already, they finished the verdict, but the owner ran away. So who are you going to collect from? You're supposed to collect from the owner. Remember, this is a Shor Muad case. So the Gemara says, so sof, mehecha mitshalem. So where are you going to pay from if the guy ran away? The Gemara says, fascinating. He says, meridia. So what you do is, despite the fact that you're supposed to kill the animal, here, because there's a monetary debt to be paid, so you use the animal to plow. I guess the victim can use the animal to plow. So Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, they can use the animal to plow in order to pay, important to pay the damage. So go back to the Shor and Tam. The Shor and Tam case, we said that if you do the nefashos first, then there's nothing left to pay for the din mamnos. Why not? Shor Tam pays me gufo. Let the gufo of the Shor Tam work, and then you can get collection. So ihachi tam diani din mamnos bereisha v'nitshalim berijah. Do the din mamnos first and pay from it. V'hadur nahadu din nefashos, and then do the din nefashos. So this way you can get. This way you can get some payment out of it. So the Gemara says, Amram Mari, Berei Dravkano, Zos Omeris, Ridia Aliyah Demarhu. Ridia is not considered Migufo of the Shor. Ridia is considered a monetary ownership of the Baal, and therefore you don't collect from that. Right, Rashi says, Aliyah Demaryahu, the A Migufo Shoshor, El Kishar Nixay Bailov, Vitam A Mishalam Min Aliyah. Ridia is considered a property or ownership right. It's not considered the goof of the Shor, and therefore if Shor Tom doesn't get payment, if Shor Tom owes, doesn't pay out of Ridya, out of plowing. Okay, that was sort of a sidebar going back to Shor Tom Shor Muad. Kind of thought we left that in the previous parakim, but it came back, I think, because of that Shimon Hatimni line. Okay, next case.
I don't understand this, quite frankly.
Neither do I.
How do you collect from Ridya?
What are you talking about? There's a value. If I have to plow my field and I don't own a shore, I have to rent.
You have to rent a shore.
I have to rent a shore. So here, I have a field. I have to plow it. I don't have to rent a shore. I just use that shore of the shore of the guy who owes me money until the shore performs work, the value of which I'm owed.
Okay.
Ivailu, so they asked the yeshiva, Yesh omed nezakim or ein omed nezakim. Do we have this valuation of the item to see whether the item can cause the damage? We just said before, we said yesterday, that there's omed for death. Question, machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon and Matimni, whether it was the Beis Din who has to evaluate the murder weapon, or was the Edim who the ones who were relying on, that they evaluated the murder weapon. Do you have to do that according to the damage weapon? For the damage weapon, do you have to have evaluation? So, mi arminan likatalo hu de amdinan, do we say that it's only when it comes to a murder weapon do you have to make this evaluation? Could this weapon really have caused death or not caused death? And really, typically, this weapon wouldn't cause death, and maybe it was something wrong with the victim. I don't understand the whole concept. Bottom line is, if this type of weapon wouldn't cause death typically, but it did cause. What do you mean, it's onus? I took the weapon and I smacked him on the head with it. So he happens to be a weaker guy. I still killed him.
Yeah,
so I'm just
but
not.
You didn't expect it.
So you didn't have the intent to kill, right? Because you were using something that typically should have caused death. Okay, shkoya. Okay, b'hakin afkin neshama b'hakin neshama. Aval nizakim. When it comes to nizakim, we don't do this. Rather, kol duhu. Whatever the damage is caused, so if you have to pay any type of damage you cause, whether it's a maximum amount or a minimum amount, you have to pay for the damage. So who cares about the weapon? Oh, dilma loshna. Or there's no difference. Meaning, just like Nezakin is no different from Katala, so too the chafetz that used to cause damage, we have to evaluate to see whether or not it was roy to really do the amount of damage that took place. So Tashma, not so clear on this, usually as the dafs are longer, I have less clarity because I spend more time running through them than to actually learn them. So he says, Tashma, ma bor. When it comes to a boar, what the halacha was with a boar, that we said 10 tefachim deep can kill, less than 10 tefachim cannot kill, right, but it can do damage. So now, ma bor sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asar tvachim. Just when it comes to right, and the Mishnah had mentioned in Daf Nun that there were different types of bor. There was the boragol, there was a chofer, there was a siach, the ma'ara, there was charitzim, there were neitzim, all different types of pits and things dug in the ground. So ma bor sheyesh bo kedei lahamis, which is asar tvachim. Afkal, all other different types of bor, sichin, laros, all those other type of things, is kiyesh bo kedei lahamis, which is asar tvachim. But how you pichusim esar tvachim? It is less than 10 tvachim. So what is less than 10 tvachim is going to be? Does less than tvachim mean that you count down, which means anything less than 10 tvachim, which is either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or less than 10 tvachim means a small amount less than 10 tvachim, which can only mean 9 or 8, depends on which way you count less. Do you count 1 up, or do you count 9 down? That's what the Gemara is going to say. He says, but how you pichusim esar tvachim, v'nafal esocho, when he fell to this bar, shor, chamo, or meis, you'd be putter, because it should cause death. But huzak bo, if it was damaged and falling to the shore, this bar that was less than 10 tvachim, so then you're chayav to pay. So my lab, mi matil malaka chashiv. The Gemara must be counted from bottom up, meaning less than 10 tvachim, meaning either 1, 2, 3, 4, means it makes no difference how not deep or how deep the bar is. Right, v'hachik amar mitechvach liadasara misa leka nezakin ika almal nezakin nezikin kolduhu ushmamina angel nezikin. We don't care. We don't evaluate what happens. Even if it fell one tefach, we're going to say it caused damage, and that's it. So there's no omdin when it comes to the bor. So Gemara says, wait a second, no. Maybe you could say we count down, meaning say outside, we say 10 tefachim causes death. Less than 10 tefachim causes damage. But maybe less than 10 tvachim means 9. Who says it means 1? Maybe you're counting down instead of counting up. It says, lo, maybe mimal ma'ato kakashiv. Bahachik amar, asara misa ika, pachas me'asara porta, less than 10 tvachim, a little bit, nizakin isa misa leka. Ula ola ema le'lach yesh ondim. And therefore you have to evaluate, because we say that only less than 10 tvachim, a little bit, might cause damage. But if it's more than 10 tvachim, more than less than 10 tvachim, meaning if it's 8, 7, 6, 5, we have to see whether or not the damage that was caused is commensurate with the fall. So therefore, v'chol midi v'midi ki hechi d'mitzik be'be'inan. So therefore, so too, by the board you have to check, so to every place you'd have to check. So there's no raya here as to whether or not you would require omdin, or an estimation or evaluation of whether the damage should have been caused by what caused the damage. So Gemara says, Tashma, they bring another raya. There's a Gemara in Kedushin. He ko'al eno, so he hit a guy on his eye, Visimo, and you blind him. Al ozno v'cher, so you hit him on the ear, and he causes deafness. Eved yotze ben lecheros, that's considered damage, and therefore it's losing an aver, and an eved kanani would go free. But if you didn't hit him bedafka on, you didn't make physical contact with the eye or the ear. Rather, keneged eno, I know you clapped next to his eye, and all of a sudden he got blinded. Ve'eno roe, keneged ozno, ve'eno shomea, or was next to his ear. You banged on the wall next to his ear. You didn't make contact with his body, and all of a sudden he still has the physical manifestation of deafness or blindness. Eina eved yotze behen lecheiros. The eved doesn't go free because that is not that's not losing your damage. You didn't physically cause him to lose the blindness. You didn't touch him. So my time, and what's the reason why if you hit him on the wall next to his eye or his ear, he doesn't go to cheiros? Lav mishum de meinun umdana. You need umdana. You're supposed to evaluate whether or not the thing that you did should have caused this damage. And here it probably should not have caused that damage. So you see over here that you do have this umdana l'nizakin, that you have to look at the utensil or whatever was used to cause the damage. So Gemara says, lo, that's not the reason. The reason why is, I sort of gave it away, that's not the reason why it's umdana l'nizakin. Not the reason why is the difference whether you hit him in the eye or not hit him in the eye is because did you hit him or did you not hit him? He says, lo, mishum d'amrinan hu da'aviz nafshe. In the cases where you didn't actually make contact with him, it's sort of like he's also guilty, so to speak, because he created the fright in and of himself, and that caused the fear. Right? Kedesanya, hamavir es chaveru, if you scare your friend, potter medina adam l'chayv dina shemayim, and he causes damage, medina adam your potter, medina shemayim l'chayv, medina adam your potter, because you didn't touch him. You didn't touch him. Ketzah, what would be the case? Taka ba'ozno v'chersha. I guess you blew into his ear, or you blew something loud noise next to his ear, and it caused him deafness. You're putter. But achazo v'taka ba'ozno v'chersha chayiv. If you grabbed his ear and then blew the shofar next to it, and then you would be chayiv because you made contact with his body. So the difference over here by the slave has nothing to do with whether or not you're omid or not. The reason why he doesn't go free if you can neged eno hit the wall is because he didn't make bodily contact. That's so. There's no raya about omid by the zaken or not. So Tashma, the Gemara tries to explain, to answer the suffix from a different Brisa. Tashma. So Tashma. Chamisha dvarim omdin oso v'nosdin lo miyad. When it comes to a guy who is damaged, and you have to pay him the five things of nezak tzari, pushevus, and boshes, right? So you have to evaluate the nizak, how much he needs. What does he need? V'nosdin lo miyad. And you give him right away. The ripoy v'sheves ad she yisrape. And you give him the ripoy and the sheves for so long as you evaluate how long it's going to take him to heal and how long he's going to be out of work. That's what you give him. You give him it up front. It's an upfront payment. So amdunu, so they evaluated for a couple of days that he's supposed to get healed. V'haya misna veva holech, but he took him a longer time to get healed. Ein nosin lo el kamosha amdu. You don't give him any more. You say that mazalo garan lo. Typically, you should have taken him in a week to heal. It took him 2 weeks. He's had a lot for those 2 weeks. But Amdu Uber Vri, let's say they
what
are you talking about?
You're telling me that you have to, for Ripoy and Shevis, you wait until he's healed.
No, you don't
healed.
Wait. We didn't say we wait until he's healed. It's exactly the opposite of what we said. We said you give it to him right away. You evaluate what, you pay him the evaluation until his healing.
But how do you know how long?
The doctors say it should take him a week. We've seen this wound 1,000 times come through the ER. Most people, within a week, he should be on his feet. This guy... Because that's not the rule. You have to pay up front. You have to pay up front. Okay? So he says, Amdu v'misnaveva holich, ein osim lo ele kamosha amdu. But Amdu v'hivri, if they said he's going to be bedridden for a week and he got up within 2 days, nosim lo komasha amdu. He doesn't lose that. He gets a windfall, I guess. He still gets his pay. Shema mino, yish omen lizakin. You see from here, there is evaluation. So Gemara says, that's a big difference. I don't even know what the Havamid is. We're talking about, our Shaila was whether you evaluate whether or not what caused the damage could have caused such damage. Here, it's after we've established damage was caused, we're evaluating how much to pay the guy. It's a completely different evaluation. It's apples and oranges. That's what Gemara answers. Gemara says, L'meimad gavar kama liksar miyamaka kama lo miksar lo kami barilon devadi amdinan. To see how much this guy got, you know, how much he got sick or how much damage was caused to him, that was no Shaila. Of course, we evaluate that. Kikami boilam, what was our suffix? Lamei chevtza, the damaging utensil, the lead pipe that was used, or whatever was used to cause the shore, right? E avidai nezika ulo mai. The shaila was whether this was capable of causing the damage that this guy suffered. Maybe it was not capable, and there's something else that caused the damage. But once we establish that damage was made, then we have to evaluate how much damage there is, and how much shevis and repo he needs in order to pay him. So the Gemara says, Tashma, we'll bring another brisa. This is what we saw yesterday. Right, the pasuk says, "V'hika ish es reyel be'evin ol be'egrof." Shimon Timni Omer. Shimon Timni says, "Ma egrof z'miyuchad shemasor le'eda v'le'edim." Just like an egrof, which is the item used to hit, is something that's physical and can be passed to the eda, which is the dayani based in en le'edim, that they can see it. Av kol, so to everything, bless you. So to everything, miyuchad shemasor le'eda v'le'edim. Shmarmina ish elun lezak and shmarmina. So Shimon Timni says that you have to have this item that can be I don't know, when you go through this whole thing, it's the same price from yesterday, that you have, and they have this item from the pasuk that says it has to be something that can be evaluated. Just like you evaluate the pasuk, you evaluate whether it's zaken. Problem was, we don't have to keep arguing on Shimon Timni yesterday, so I'm not actually sure what the proof is. Right? Shimon Timni says, "My egrof meyuchad shemasor le'eda v'le edim." Of course, so to anything that does the damage, it's meyuchad shemasol le'edil edim. It's something that has to be given over to the edo and the edim to see whether or not. Oh, it's the same limit of Shimon, just using Rabbi Kiva's interpretation. The edim have to. So just say it's the edim have to be the ones to testify as to whether or not this item should have could have or should have caused the damage that we are now seeing in front of us.
Is there a difference that the first one, the weapon has to be brought into court, whereas Rabbi Akiva is...
Right, so why are they calling Shimon a Timni as opposed to Rabbi Akiva?
No, Rabbi Akiva said you could rely on witnesses.
Correct, and we passed like Rabbi Akiva.
Because we reject, without having to see the witness.
Correct, and we rejected Shimon a Timni and held like Rabbi Akiva yesterday. So right. Why are we bringing Shimon a Timni again today?
Right.
Why are we bringing Rabbi Akiva's limud? It's the same limud, like Mr. Sheffer was saying, it's the same limud, just you're transferring it over from the basin to the Aden. Right. But it went to...
It's the price, that's why.
Okay, yeah. Could be. I'm just going to the Brisa again. Okay. Yeah. All right, next case. Amar Mar, Amdu, right, we send the Brisa, if they evaluate that he's going to be sick for 10 days, and he got up and blew hovering, and he got up and he had such a great plastic surgeon, and he was good, wealthy, he was ready to go in five days. Behivri, Nostin lo kol ma shamdu, you pay him the whole thing. You pay him the whole thing, because he gets a windfall. right? Misayele l'Rava. It's a support to Rava. The Amarava, Hayman da Amdu l'Kule Yomar. They evaluated he should be out of work the whole day. The iftach lephalga the yom, and by noon he was ready to go. The ka'avid ivdatan, he could do his work. Yavinale the kule yoma, because minashemayah hu derachmi alei. You pay for the whole day because that was evaluation. Says minashemayah, he got healthy. He got healthier quickly. But their evaluation is their evaluation. You can't you know go back on that. Okay. Mishnah then said rakak v'yigia bo harok. Right, if you spat on him and the spit hit him, so he said you pay him arba meosuz. Remember this Mishnah. We said, at one point, we said that the Mishnayos go back and forth as to whether or not, when it comes to Boshas, it all depends on how much, who the embarrasser was, and the embarrasser he is, was. Rabbi Kiva says, no, his sheet is that there's a set amount, kulam ben Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and it's a set amount. So here we have that you give him 400 zuz. So, Amar of Papa, lo shana, ella bo, of a big do lo. That's only if the spat hit him, hit his guf, hit his body, hit his skin. But if it only hit his begadim, then no, then it doesn't get this 400. I guess that's not. It's a lower, probably a lower amount. So Gemara says, why? Why is it any different? If you spat on his clothing, it's the same thing as if you embarrassed him with words. If you embarrass somebody with words, you also have to pay boshes. So Ami b'marava mishmei Rabbi Yosi bar Avin zosomeres bisho b'dvarim patur miklum. Says in Achanami. Let's just say it's like bisho b'dvarim. Nevertheless, if you revise b'dvarim, there's no manifestation. There's no damage. There's no payment. Probably not nice they do to embarrass somebody, but yeah. Apparently there is no payment.
It says if it reaches clothes, there's no liability.
Correct. Exactly. Only if it reaches his goof, then there's payment. But so we said, why is reaching his clothes no liability? Maybe it should be like embarrassing with words. Must be because embarrassing with words, there's no liability. So compare it to embarrassing with words, there is still no liability. Right. Sorry? Maybe. It doesn't say that, but I would assume. Yeah. Okay. Then the Mishnah says Hakolichvi Kvodo, right? It depended on Kolichvi Kvodo. So the Gemara says Ibailu Tanakama, right? Tanakama who says Hakolichvi Kvodo, Lukula Kamra, Lukhuma Kamra. Is he saying making a kula or is he making a chumra? Basically means the 400 zuz that Rabbi Kiva says, and then you say Kolichvi Kvodo. Does that mean the 400 zuz is for the ani, and therefore if it's a wealthier person he pays more? Or is the 400 zuz for an ashir, and therefore if it's a poorer person you pay less? Is it a chumra or a kula? So Ibailu Tanakama, Lukula Kamar. So the kula kamar, right? The ika ani. If it's the kula, right? The ika ani delo by the mishnah kula high. The kula means that this is for a regular person, but the ani wouldn't have. If it was an ani, you wouldn't have to pay him that much. Odim lechumer kamra, and their ika ashir debay lemesele tve. The 400 is a minimum for the ani, and therefore for somebody who's more at a higher level, you'd have to pay him more. So tashma, the gemara says. Me de ka'amar Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Kiva says, Afilu aniyim sheb Yisrael, roin osakilu b'nei chorin, sheyardu b'nei chaseyim, sheheim b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, even the ani gets to 400. So shma mina, tanakama l'kula kamar. The tanakama was saying l'kula. The tanakama was saying it was 400, I guess, for the, or saying a larger amount for the rich person, and the ani gets less. And comes Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's across the board, it's the same thing. So the tanakama must have been made by the aniyim. Rabbi Kiva comes to raise the aniyim back up to a higher level. What's the number of the assessments?
No, not what's the number. Then the should be part of an assessed value. It should be a number value.
So according to Rabbi Kiva, there probably is no assessment. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's probably
it's a number. Plus whatever the number is.
So according to Tanakama, it would it's fluctuating. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no fluctuation.
Right.
It's set.
So according to Rabbi Kiva, what's the definition of an ani?
He doesn't need an onion.
That's right. Everybody gets the same.
Everyone gets the same amount.
So there's
no concept of an onion when it comes to Gabi Boshes. Everyone's bringing out from Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Right. It's the same amount. Okay. Then we had the case of where the person embarrassed the woman by pulling off her sheitel, and he tries to prove to them that she doesn't care about her Boshes because she took off her hair. She took off her hair to soak up the oil, I guess. Right. Right, Ma'aseh be'echad shapar rosha isha b'shuk, and the Gemara says, "Rekiva, chayvul tzitar b'zuz." Amar lo Rekiva, tain lizman, gave him zman. The Gemara says, "They gave him time till he had to pay." The Gemara says, "Umi yavin zman." When this is sort of what you mentioned before, who gives time? There's a payment. You have to pay right away. So v'hamar b'chanina einos zman lechavalos. You don't give time to pay the chavalos. You have to pay them right away. So kiyol havinon le zman lechavala the chash b'mona. V'al boshes de lo chash b'mona yavinon. When it comes to anything that's a damage. Nezek, the Tsar, the Ripoy, the Sheves, those four things you pay right away. When it comes to the Boshes, which is not an actual wound that had happened to the person, that you can give time. So he gave her time. The Gemara says, Shemara omedas al pesach atzera. He saw her standing by her courtyard, and she was, you know, mopping up the oil with her hair. So he says to Rekiva, for this person, I'm going to give 400 zuz. And Rekiva says, yeah, I don't care, because you can't embarrass her. She can embarrass herself, but you can't embarrass her. So Gemara says, Vatanya, right? The Gemara says, but the Gemara had mentioned that even though the person is not permitted to do Kabbalah to themselves, if they do so, there's no liability because it's going from one pocket to the other pocket. So Vatanya, right, we learn in a Brisa. Amar lo Rekiva, so Rekiva said to this, I guess the Brisa sort of explained the case even further. Rekiva said to this person, Tzalalta v'mayim adirim, v'helisa cheres b'yadecha. You try to go and prove, Tzalalta means you floated in clear waters. You try to bring these clear waters, I guess, in order to potter yourself from this woman. But nevertheless, Elisa cheres b'yadecha. You didn't bring up anything, you didn't bring up any pearls, you just brought up broken pieces of pottery. Because Adam Rashay l'chavav atzmo. She's a person's allowed to be mechovel themselves. Allowed to be mechovel themselves, so that's nothing to do with you. You weren't allowed to do what you did. She is allowed to do what she did.
But I thought it's
Isser
to do that.
She's okay, but what monetary liability is there for violating an Isser? We said yesterday it was mutter in the Mishnah. You said it's Isser, but there's no liability. The Mishnah says there's no liability. So what she does to herself is no liability, but you would do it, there is liability. So Amarav, so the Gemara says, I think that's maybe the Gemara's question. Because here it says, you're right, here it says, Adam Rosh L'chava Atzmo, but the Mishnah said, you're exactly right. The Brisa says, you are allowed to damage yourself, and the Mishnah says, you are not permitted to damage yourself. And Amarav, Rava says, Lokasha, there's no difference. Kama Chabala, Kama Boshas. The Brisa, what you're permitted to do is embarrass yourself. What you're not permitted to do is to wound yourself. But the Gemara says, V'hai Masnisim Boshasu. But our Mishnah is talking about Boshas, right? That's talking about the woman embarrassed herself. The Mishnah is talking about the Tashlam of Boshas. And nevertheless, and then Rabbi Kiva said, Nekatani Chovu Be'atzma Apish Ein Roshai Pater. If you chovu by yourself, to yourself, you're not permitted, and you're putter. So when you're talking about our Mishnah, we're talking about you're not allowed to damage yourself. It's talking about the case of the Mishnah, which is the case of Boshes. So how can you tell me that you're allowed to embarrass yourself? The Mishnah just said, only your question, the Mishnah just said, you're not allowed to do that. So Hakika Amrle. So this is what Rabbi Kiva says, meant to say to this person. Lo mi by Boshes. Don't come to me about Boshes, the other Rosh of the Vice, Atzmo. There you're even permitted to do to embarrass yourself. Even to wound yourself, the ain't other Rosh Lachbol Atzmo, that you're not permitted to wound yourself. Nevertheless, Achayim Shechav LeBochayev. Even when it comes to Boshes, for sure, a person's allowed to do it. But even when it comes to Chavala, even though a person's not allowed to do it, there's still no liability. But you, there is liability. So now the Gemara goes back and says, So the Gemara right now is saying that a person is permitted to embarrass himself, but he's not permitted to wound himself. So the Gemara says, "Va'ein adam rosh lachbol as atzmo." Is a person really not permitted to wound himself? Of course, you bring a case where it seems like a person is permitted to wound himself. Vatanya, we have a brisa in the Gemara in Shavuos. Yochol nishbol ahara ba'atzmo v'lo heira yapater. You would have thought that if a person swore to cause harm to himself and did not cause harm to himself, he would be putter from the carbon of violating his shvua. Talmud Lomar lahara olahativ, to do bad or to good, meaning the shvua is chal, even if he makes a shvua, to do bad to himself. And mahatava rishus, just like to do something to do good to yourself is rishus, av ra rishus. So therefore, and also the idea of ra is rishus, meaning it's something that is permitted to be done. Right? Avi nishba lahara ba'atmo v'lo heira. So the case over here is a guy swore to do bad to himself, and he didn't. What the assumption of the Gemara is, that the hara here is to hurt himself. So if you weren't permitted to do that, then it would be nishvah l'okadav min Torah, and it wouldn't be a good shvuah. But here, if it's the shvuah schal, because you're obligated to bring a karbon, if you violate the shvuah, it must mean that it's permitted to do so. So it's permitted to wound yourself. So Amar Shmuel, no, that's the eshev betanis. That's not talking about wounding yourself. It's talking about the hara himself is to diminish himself by sitting and fasting. And he didn't fast, then he violated the shvuah. So Gemara says, no, so the kavasei gavi haras acherim. You have to have a parallel. It's lahara lahativ. If it's lahara, it's to sit in the fast. So lahativ is, and there's a parallel of doing to yourself and doing to others. So if lahara doing to yourself is to fast, lahara doing to others is to cause them to fast? How does that work? How do you cause somebody else to fast? The kavasei gabe haros acherim lahashivam betaynis acherim mi mosiv lo betanisa. Can you force somebody else to fast?
Sure, you caught me wrong on the first
strike. You can't cause somebody else to fast.
Right. If you mistreat them, they go on a hunger strike. You're essentially causing.
No, them. They're making their own choice. They decide on their own to go to fast. I mistreat somebody. I make a bad thing and I treat minorities inequitably. It's not my. I don't force this guy to sit for the national anthem. He chose on his own to sit for the national anthem. So it's his own choice to have the hunger strike. No one forces you not to eat.
Exactly. But you're causing the conditions for him.
But he making his own conscious decision. He's making his own kind of decision. I treated you bad. Boo-hoo, I'm sorry. So you're fasting? It's your choice. So he says, Mahatanya, so he says, no, the other case would be, Dimahadik Luba in Dinura. Sort of you kidnapped him and locked the door. So he caused him to fast. You withheld, you put him in chain and locked away the key.
Locked away for
drink. I don't know, so that's, you can go somewhere else though. But here you locked him up, which is, I think, more than causing him to fast, sort of kidnapping.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gemara says, Vatanya, the Gemara says, wait, forget that. Vatanya is haras acherim. What's haras acherim? What's causing harm to others? It means, akeploni v'evtsa smocho. I'll hit this guy and knock out his brain. So you see that it's actually wounding. So for acherim, it's wounding. It's for yourself, it's wounding. Back to our point, they see that wounding is permitted. Ela tanahi. No, it's a machlokas tanahim. The ikla mandamar enelam rosh l'chavos atzmo. Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah is that you are not permitted to do chavala. The ikla mandamar adam rosh l'chavos atzmo. And there is a Tana comma, and there is a Tana that says you are permitted to wound yourself. So then the Gemara asks a fascinating question. I don't say my Tana the Shama Slay the Amar Einadam Rosh Lachmos Atzmo. Who is the Tana who taught that you are not permitted to wound yourself? What do you mean? Who's the Tana who taught that? It's our Mishnah. I don't understand the question. So why is the Gemara asking who's the Tana? Where's the source that Einadam Rosh Lachmos Atzmo? Our Mishnah says Einadam Rosh Lachmos Atzmo. So Tosfos says. Tosfos says it's Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, and it's Rabbi Kiva in the Brisa. So therefore, it's two Tanayim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva. So now we're going to try to find which Tana was the one who reported Rabbi Kiva saying that you're not allowed to damage yourself.
Isn't the basis for this in Shemaitah
Shaseka? I don't know, we didn't get anywhere yet. Could be, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see anything like that yet. I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay.
Conjecture is great, but I didn't see it yet. So Man Tana the Shamasai, I didn't see it yet. The Gemara didn't say anything about that yet. Man tana de shamas lay the amar ein adam roshi lachlos atzmo. Ilay mahat tana hu. If you can say it's a tana that's written in another brisa of the Tanya, the brisa says this is in the pasuk by Shelah Mitzvos Bnei Noach. It says va'ach es dimchem l'nashos seichem edrosh that surely I will go after and seek your blood. Rabbi Lezer Omer miyad nashos seichem edrosh es dimchem. If you kill yourself, I'm going to, you know, you're going to be, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to commit suicide. Where it says Dilma Katala Shani, maybe killing yourself.
What's punishment?
What?
What's punishment?
Obviously, there's nothing of punishment Midei Adam, but there'll be punishment Midei Shemayim.
Right,
he's going to seek, right. So that's only, so he goes, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Miyad Nav Shoseichem, that's Edros as Dimchem. So maybe we think the Chavala is included in that. Where it says Dilma Katala Shani, maybe killing or suicide is something different. So Ella, so there's no proof that Chavala is ushered from that price. Ella Ha Tanahu. Maybe this is the Tanya. The Tanya, Mikarin alames. You can rip your clothing within a veil, and when you get from out of Tsar and a Velus, if someone dies, below me Darkei Amori. And that's not considered Darkei Amori, even though that's what their minhag is. But Amar Rabbi Lezer, Shemati, I heard, Shemikari alames yoser midai. If you do it too much, I don't know what too much means, but if you do it too much, whatever the definition of too much is, then loke. Then you get Malkus, Mishum, Baltashas, because it's destructive. The kosher came gufo. So if it's destructive for ripping your clothing, kosher came is baltashkas for ripping, for wounding yourself. Gemara says, I guess this must be in a place where they didn't have, you know, bargain basement shopping. V'dilma begad v'shiny tipsed lohadru. Maybe clothing is worse. To rip your clothing is worse than wounding yourself because the clothing you're not going to repair. Your body can be repaired. He says v'dilma tipsed lohadru who. Yeah, maybe that's the reason why. Kiha, similar case. Kiha, the Rabbi Yochanan kari lamasni mikavduda. Rabbi Yochanan used to call his clothing his kavod, right? Because the clothing was something very important back then. Rabbi Chizda kad havi maski beni hismi vihige midal hu lamane va'amar zem malarucha v'zeinu malarucha. Rabbi Chizda, when he was walking amongst the thorns, he would raise his cloak, I guess, so that it wouldn't rip and he would get cut on his body. But he raised his cloak because he said that the goof can be healed from being pricked by thorns, but my clothing, once they ripped, they're never going to be the same. They're never going to be complete. So therefore, according to them, you see that clothing. So there's no raya. The Talmud, just like you thought that if you rip the clothing, it's baltasha, if your body is baltasha. No, clothing may be on a higher madriga, and therefore, again, we have no raya. Ella hatanahu. This is the Tano. Right? It says, Amar Rav Elazar HaKafba B'Rebbi. Right? Elazar HaKafba B'Rebbi. Ma Talmud Lomar, when the Pasuk says, this is by the Nazir Tame. It says, V'chipra Alame Sherchata Al HaNefesh. It says, V'chipra Alame Sherchata Al HaNefesh, that he, the Nazir, is a chote. What's the chasid? Because Matar says, V'chipra Ezer Nefesh Chata Zeh. What was the sin? Rather, it must be, Ela Tzir Atzim Ayayin. He withheld himself from wine. If he caused damage to himself by withholding himself from one of the worldly, the permitted worldly pleasures, Halo Dvarim Kavachomer, so it's a Kavachomer. Mazesh Shlo Tzir Atzim Elimin Ayayin Nikra Chotea. This guy who just withheld wine from himself is considered a sinner. Hamatzir Atzim Mikol Davar. So somebody who wounds himself from everything. I guess that's somebody who, I think Rashi says that, bless you.
Thank you.
Yes. That he fasts or he wounds himself, right? There's no nigga, bless you. Allah has kama kama, he's considered a chote. That's where we see the chavala. That's the source that chavala is usher from a kavachomer from Nazir. Right? Gemara says, then the Gemara mentioned the case of Hakotz, Mishnah said Hakotzif Nisios Niti Osaf. Right, let me go back again, I forgot the case. Toward the end, right? So Hakotzif, if you chop down your own growings, even though you're not permitted, your putter, because it's Baltashka, so you're not putting it's putter, but if other people do it, then they are chayev. Okay. Tani, we learned, Tani Rabbi Chana, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Kamei de Rav. He learned in front of Rav. Guy says, I come to court, and I say, Shori Harakta, you killed my ox, or Nityosai Katsatsta, or you damaged me, and you chopped down my cherry tree, you caused damage. Ata amart, and then your response is ata amartli lohorgo, ata amartli kotzo potter. You said you gave me permission to knock it to chop it down. You gave me permission to harm your shore. The Gemara says potter. It's a valid claim, and you're potter. So Gemara says if that's a valid defense, then we're done with any din d'mamonos case. Right. Boy, you told me you're done. Right. So amrale im kain lo shavakta chay lebriyasa kol kimine. Even their edim that saw me chop down the tree or kill your shore. Yeah, ain't a chnami, but you told me to. And I'm potter. What's going on here? So the Gemara says, Amrale, so Isme, so if that's the case that you don't like this, am I supposed to just like erase this brisa now? I have this Masora, this brisa that basically said that if you say a Tam Marti Lahorgro, Tam Marti Lakotso, you're potter, and you're basically not telling me that this brisa makes absolutely no sense. So should I just erase this brisa from the Masorah? So Amrale, lo, don't erase it, rather just explain it. Let's explain the brisa. Amrale, lo, tisar game, mas nicha, explain your Mishnah and your brisa as follows. It's b'shor ha'omed lehariga, ubi ilan ha'omed lekatzitza. It's talking about a shore that, that's supposed to get killed, right? Or she'ome le'ariga, Rashi says, shor shehemis. It already has the death penalty on it. Or ome le'katzitza, it's an asherah tree. I mean, if someone worshipped for a zorazara. Oh, kol eitz ha'notam shesarabim, u'mesyar shema yipol al adam yomas. Or it's a tree that's leaning over to shesarabim, you have to knock it down anyway. Right? So the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, that this is a shore that already has the death penalty on it, or this is a tree that we know that was worshipped, or is hanging over the shesarabim, so what's my claim against you that you chopped down my tree, or you hit my shore? So makatoinle, right, to Amrale, this is fascinating, Amrale, anabinal mevet ha-mitzvah, I wanted to do the mitzvah, you took away my mitzvah, I wanted you to take away the mitzvah, so what's the damage, Yoni's going to ask, what's the damage? The sign, you know, the following brisa in Gorin Chulim, that is by the shechita of the chay or the oaf of Chulim, you're not to eat shechita chay and oaf for to eat, the pasuk says, v'shafach es damo, v'kisao, right, that he's supposed to cover it, right, the meaning of the shochet is the one who's supposed to cover the blood. Because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do it. He shechs it, he covers it. That's his mitzvah. Umaisa be'echad she'shachat. So there was a maisa that Gemara brought down where somebody shechted the animal. V'kadam chaveru v'kiso. And kiso, the friend came over and said, I'm going to do the mitzvah kiso yadam. Right. He jumps him, he pushes him aside, and he grabs the mitzvah. The chiva Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel was obligated, the person who took it with litein lo asar zehuvim, to give him 10 zehuvim. So the case over here also, so there's this payment, right? that there's a schar, they're doing the mitzvah, there's a schar. It's a mincha sinach all the time. It talks about nafkamina, it's for the Asaras Uven. But there's a schar for doing the mitzvah. And yeah, my tree was supposed to be chopped down. Yeah, my shore was supposed to be killed. I wanted to do it. I wanted to do the mitzvah. You jumped me online. And then he asked, no, but you told me to. So then he's potter. That's the case for being potter. For paying the Asara, paying the Asaras Uven. Okay, you want to continue? Where is this? Oh, we may be trying to get to the Mishnah. Okay. We can do this Chavura style. Okay. So the Mishnah just, the Gemara talked about knocking down trees of others. So now the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of memoras about cutting down trees in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, there's a pasuk in Devarim that says, Kisatsur al ir yamim, Kisatsur al ir yamim rabim, you encircle the city, right? Yilachim alel tzafsa, lo tashchit is etzel in doach alav garzan, don't chop down a tree, it's kimimener tochal, va'osol lo sichros. Right, you're not supposed to chop down the trees. Learn from this pasuk that you're not supposed to chop down fruit-bearing trees in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Rav, Dikla de Ta'an Kaba, right? I guess anything, any tree that can you can, I guess you can collect a kav worth. Right, you can collect a kav worth of the fruit. Also, the mitzvah, you can't cut it down. Even it's that's the same. I think that's the Chutz Lawrence. Any tree, even that's like an Eretz Yisrael. So Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akasha, there's a Mishnah in Shvius. Kami ye bezayis velo yiktsutsu. How much has to be in a zayis, an olive tree, that you can't chop it down? They say rova, which is a quarter of a kav. You just said a kav, but the olive tree, you said a quarter of a kav. So Gemara says, no, shani zayis in the chashivi. Olive trees are different, they're more chashiv, the olive is always very important, so therefore, it's a smaller amount, it's considered a chashiv tree that you're not allowed to chop down. Amar Rav Chanina, lo shachiv shivchas b'ri, ella dekotinisa b'lo zmana. A person doesn't die, says a person doesn't die, b'ri must be his name. That's his name, right? That's his name?
No, it says my son.
His son.
Oh, his son. Who does he quote? He quotes a Rashi elsewhere, probably.
He quotes
Rashi Bava Basra. Yeah, okay. My son didn't die, except for the fact that he chopped down a date tree before its time. I guess as it was still producing. Some Ravina, im haya mu'ula b'dami mutter. But no, he says, if it would be, if that this tree was very, worth it, the wood, then, I mean, if the wood was worth more than the fruits, then you'd be permitted to chop it down, because now you're not wasting the fruit, you're using it for the wood. So tainami hachi, we have a Bryson that supports this as well. Pasuk says, rak eich asher teda. That's the, right, this is the pasuk that we quoted in Devarim. Rak eitz asher teda, that means ze ilon machal. That means a fruit-bearing tree. Ki lo eitz machal hu, if it's not an eitz machal, ze ilon srak. That's a barren tree, I guess. So that, that doesn't have peiros. No. That you're allowed to use.
Right.
That's you're permitted to use.
It's a non-food tree.
Right. Srak, it's empty. Ki me achar shesofo lirabos kol davar. But even this, but I guess, oh, then the pasuk continues. That's the end of the pasuk. No, that's what you're asking in the pasuk. The kimei afer l'sosofa l'rabos kol davar. It's the end of the pasuk. There's an inclusive term at the end of the pasuk. Ma tamalom kilo eitz ma'achal. What does the pasuk of kilo eitz ma'achal come to teach me? It's lahakim srak l'ma'achal. They come to teach me the srak goes before the ma'achal, meaning if it is worthwhile for to chop down the wood. Like I think that's what it means. If it's worthwhile to chop down the wood more than the value of the fruit, then you're permitted to. Yachal afilu mu'ulu bedamim, tamad lomar, rak. No, that comes out to explain, that comes out differently. He says, so Yachal, you would think, right, even a tree that is valued more than the peiros and you get a lot from it, right. Nevertheless, you cannot. So therefore, Talmud Lomar Rak, in the beginning of the passage, the Mimait, that you cannot be put to Elon Srak before the food. Rather, only if the value is so much more, then you can chop it down. Okay. Shmuel, so Gemara brings a story. Shmuel, Aisile Arisa Tamre, his Aris, the sharecropper, brought him these dates from the Dekel tree. Achil Taimbu Talmud Dechamra. He ate from him, but he tasted, I guess, a wine taste. So Amarle, so Shmuel said to his Aris, my high. Why am I tasting wine from these dates? So Amarle, Bene Gufne Kaime, these Dekalim, from where this wine, from where these dates grew, they grew amongst the vines, I guess, and they got the taste. I mean, they shared some sort of, they shared the roots together. So Amar, so Shmuel says to his Aris, Machishe B'chame Kula Hai, L'machar isli mikorayu, that these dekalim are ruining the grape, because the, I guess they're sapping the strength from the grapes, that you so much so that you can taste in these big dates the wine. L'machar isli mikorayu. So tomorrow, when you bring these fruits, bring me the roots. Meaning chop down the decal tree. I mean, I'm allowed to do it now, simply because I guess the wine is worth more. Right. So therefore, chop down these trees that are causing harm to the wine. Okay, Rav Chisda, another Maisa, Chaza Tale Begufe, he saw these decals, small decals growing amongst the vines. Amale Larisa Akrinu, he said to the Arisa, uproot the decal because they're causing damage and they're diminishing the value of the wine. Even though we're going to lose the value of the decal, Gufne Kani Dikle Kani Gufe. I guess the Geffen can grab the decal, but the decal can't grab the Geffen. I mean, the Geffen is probably worth more than the decal, and therefore I can destroy the decal in order to save the Geffen. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. We'll pick up tomorrow.
Right.
Have a good day.